Good morning, kindred family.
主内一家亲嘅家庭成员你好。
It is a blessing to be here in the house of the Lord with you this morning.
今天我好荣幸能够嚟到你哋当中。
And I bring greetings to you from Damascus International Fellowship.
我特别系仅代表我大马士革教会向各位问安。
The scripture has already been read to you.And I also just want to say thank you to Pastor Young. He welcomed me in advance in his absence. And I thank him for that.
今日所宣讲的经文呢，刚才姊妹已经为我们读了。我也在这里非常感谢杨牧师呢，是提早已经欢迎我今天来到去讲道。
The sermon title is Living the Kindred Life.
今天讲道的题目是活出相亲相爱生命。
And I just want to set my timer because I cannot see that clock back there.
我而家要开始计时啦，因为我睇唔到后面个钟。
Okay, all right. So when you look at the scripture that was read to you this morning,
当你头先睇到今日所要讲嘅经文。
There's a lot of debate about what was going on when Paul was standing before the Greek people.
当保罗是在希腊人面前的时候呢，他所讲的东西引起很多的争端。
A lot of theologians argue based on the language that he used.
很多的阿律巴古的人呢，是去争论他当日所选用的语言。
They discussed whether or not Paul was using a particular style that's called apologetics.
他们在争论保罗所讲的这番说话是不是他特意选的那个福音性的选题去讲。
And the reason why they argue about that is because he was talking to a group of intellectuals.
为什么他们有这个争论呢？就是因为保罗当日是同一班知识分子去讲的。
And so when you talk to a group of intellectuals, they like to discuss things.
当你同一班以为自己识嘢的人去讲嘢呢，他们就喜欢去继续去讨论。
They like to think about things.
他们呢，就会去想那些东西了。
They like to pontificate about things.
他们呢，就会对所讲的东西可能指指点点了。
And question those things.
还有会去问那些东西了。
And sound smart when they talk about those things.
好像显得他们很厉害的，很巴闭的，这样去讲了。
And when they sound smart about those things,
当他们以为自己讲得很聪明的时候，
They like to tell you how unsmart you are about those things.
换句话呢，就是指出你有几咁唔聪明了。
And so language becomes very important when you're talking to intellectuals.
所以你选用的言语，当你去跟一班有知识的知识分子去讲嘢的时候，这样东西是很重要的。
And some theologians argue that Paul was not trying to debate based on their intellectualness.
有些阿律巴古的人呢，他们会说保罗呢，不是为了要去跟他们知识分子去争论。
They say that Paul was in a sticky situation.
他们认为保罗呢，是在一个
Paul was in trouble.
保罗呢，是有问题了，有难了。
Paul had said the wrong thing to the wrong people.
保罗用一些不对的东西对着一班不对的人去说。
And Paul was on trial.
保罗呢，是被审判。
And so because he was on trial, he said what he said because he needed to say it.
因为保罗好像被神审判一样，所以保罗所说的东西 是一番他需要说的东西。
It doesn't really matter which way you look at the situation.
你从哪个角度去看这件事不重要。
At the end of the day, the text is the text.
最后我们的经文就是我们的经文。
What I want to pull out from the text is what does the text have to do with the kindred life?
我今日想同大家分享嘅就系呢一段经文对于我哋主女一家亲嘅生活生命系有咩重要嘅嘢？
When you look at everything that Paul is saying, Paul is driven not so much by the words, but by the life that is in him.
当你睇呢段经文嘅时候，你会发现到保罗乜嘢驱使到保罗咧？唔系嗰一啲嘅字眼，而系嗰个嘅生命。
The life that drives Paul is called the resurrection life。
嗰个驱使保罗生命嘅系叫做复活嘅生命。
And the resurrection life is a life that is driven by his knowledge and encounter with the risen Jesus。
保罗嗰个复活嘅生命咧，系由咩嘢去驱使咧？就系当佢同呢个复活嘅主耶稣相遇嘅时候。
It is this resurrection life that causes Paul to look at his situation。
呢个复活嘅生命驱使到保罗去睇佢生活当中嘅现况。
And say, even though I should be。Staying safe.
就算我应该是避风险的。
I'm going to step outside my comfort zone and do something that might get me into trouble.
我依然选择，即保罗依然选择去跳出他的舒适圈，甚至跳出这个舒适圈会带，为他带来麻烦。
Now understand, Paul didn't actually say that.
这个不是保罗自己讲的话。
The resurrection life doesn't walk around looking for trouble.
复活的生命不是随地游行去寻找麻烦。
But trouble looks for the people who live the resurrection life.
但是这个麻烦是会自动找上门的，会找一些是生活在这个复活的生命的人。
Let me explain.
让我解释。
You see, Paul used to hate everybody who believed in Jesus.
保罗曾经是非常之厌恶或者憎恨一班的基督徒。
But after he met the risen Jesus,
但是当他同主耶稣相遇之后，
he changed his heart and his mind.
他的心意改变了，他的生命也都改变。
And he became someone who had to tell everybody he met about this Jesus.
他成为一个，他无论他遇到什么人，他都会宣讲耶稣。
Because Paul understood that this was good news.
因为保罗深知道这个就是那个的好信息。
He understood that even if you beat him,
就算你鞭打他，
even if you harass him,
就算你欺压他，
even if you tell him he's stupid,
就算你说他是蠢的，
even if you throw him off of a cliff,
就算你推他出悬崖，
even if you lock him up in prison,
就算你困他在监狱里面，
it's still good news.
这个依然是那个的福音。
Because Paul was living the resurrection life.
因为保罗就是生活在一个复活的生命当中。
For Paul, he understood that this Jesus had forgiven him of everything that he had done.
因为保罗明白这位的主已经原谅了他所有做过一切的事。
And that this forgiveness was not just something random.
而这个的饶恕不是一个随机的饶恕。
This forgiveness had power.
这个是一个带有能力的饶恕。
It had power to transform his life and make him a new creation.
有能力去转化保罗的生命成为一个新造的人。
And as a new creation,
作为一个新造的人，
Paul understood that he had to live a new life.
保罗明白到他需要有一个新的生命。
And in living a new life,
而活在一个新的生命里面，
He saw God in a new way.
他能够认识 我们的神从一个新的角度去认识他。
He saw that God was God who was faithful all the time, no matter his circumstances.
他明白到神是一个信实的神，无论他周围的环境是什么。
Whether the sun was shining or not.
太阳是不是照着在这里。
Whether he had money or not.
他有没有钱。
Whether he had food or not.
他有没有得食。
Whether people liked him or not.
人家喜不喜欢他。
God was faithful.
神都是信实的。
That is a difficult thing to hear when you're in trouble.
这样是一样很难你会 去听聆听到的，当你是在麻烦当中的时候。
But when you understand the resurrection life,
但是当你明白什么是复活的生命，
it makes sense.
这个你就会明白，你就会意识到那个。
It makes sense because you realize that what you're doing is you're not holding on to your situation.
这个会是合理的，因为你就会意识到你不是去捉紧你当下的环境。
You're holding on to God.
你是捉紧神。
Paul had what I call, and I don't know if you can translate this properly, he had what I call, I can't help it.
Paul 有一种的心态就是，我既然无能为力了。
I can't help it means even when I try not to do it, I'm just going to do it.
Yeah, 就算我尝试不去做，我都是做的了。
So this is what I'm saying. Paul had just come from Thessalonica and from Berea. Thessalonica and Berea. It's in Acts chapter 17.
那里有两个门派的人。
You got it?
Maybe.
All right. So in Acts, let me tell you where it is. So in Acts chapter 17, in verse 1, he had come from Thessalonica.
And, oh, he from Thessalonica.
Uh-huh. And then in Acts 17, verse 10, he had come from Berea.
Oh, he from Berea.
All right. Okay. We're together now. All right. All right. So he had come from these two places, and the reason he left there is because he was being targeted by jealous people.
点解保罗要离开帖撒罗尼加同埋比利亚咧？就系因为有啲妒忌佢嘅人。
Now, if you understand that situation, he had to leave in a hurry.
如果你可以想象当时嘅情况，就系佢要好匆忙咁样离开。
And so his friends helped him. They took him and they took him to Athens.
所以呢，保罗的朋友呢，就帮他，将他带到去雅典。
And they left him there, and they went back and they said, we're going to go get Timothy and Silas.
咁他的朋友呢，就将保罗留在雅典，然之后他的朋友就回去，就将西拉同埋提摩太。
And if you understand the situation, I think his friends were thinking, Paul, you just got into trouble, just stay safe until Timothy and Silas come.
保罗的朋友可能是这样想的，就将因为保罗是有麻烦了，他就将他带去雅典，让保罗在那里可以安心地等待西拉和提摩太。
But because Paul couldn't help it,
因为保罗实在不可以忍得住。
He was looking around and he saw stuff that bothered him.
当他四围观望的时候，他见到一些他不想见的东西。
And what bothered him is not just stuff that bothered Paul, it's stuff that bothered God.
他见到的那些东西不是即是烦扰着保罗那么简单，而是烦扰着神。
He was bothered by all of the idols that he saw all around him.
他见到很多的偶像在他的周围。
And so Paul didn't go to the idol worshippers. He went to his brothers and sisters in the synagogue.
保罗呢并没有直接的去这些敬拜偶像的人当中，而是去到会堂他的弟兄当中。
He went to them because he wanted to preach to them about this resurrection life.
他去到会堂因为他想宣讲这个复活的生命。
They weren't worshipping idols.
会堂的人入面不是敬拜紧偶像。
But he wanted them to understand that when you live in a space where people don't know truth, there is a way that you can live that is above that.
保罗想讲嘅系，当你周遭嘅人都系敬拜偶像嘅人嘅时候，你可以依然嘅生活喺佢哋之上。
And with his excitement and his joy, people who were around him came to listen to what he was saying, even though they didn't belong to the synagogue.
因为保罗咁著约去宣讲，所以咧有啲人就算佢唔系会堂嘅人咧，佢都去到嗰度听佢讲道。
Because Paul couldn't help it, he didn't stay in the synagogue, he went to the marketplace.
因为保罗实在忍不住了，所以他没有停留在这个会堂当中，他就去到市集那里。
And the scripture says he was talking to whoever would listen to him.
咁在经文当中我们知道，保罗就是边个想听他讲的，他都愿意去讲。
Have you ever tasted something so good that you just had to tell everybody about it?
你有没有尝试过一些东西你觉得非常好的你忍不住要跟人说
It doesn't matter whether they like it or not.
就算不理他们喜不喜欢也好
That's not the point.
这个不是那个重点
The point is you like it.
重点就是你喜欢那样东西
Have you been to that restaurant that's on the corner of Have you tasted that thing that's on the back of the menu? Have you talked to the chef who makes it this way?
你有冇试过睇见呢个餐单上高有啲嘢你垂涎嘅，或者你同嗰个后厨去倾嘅时候啊，你好中意嘅嘢
？The resurrection life says I can't help it。
呢个复活嘅生命就发出嗰个我忍唔住啦嘅声音。
Because it's a part of your life。
因为呢个系我生命嘅一部分。
And it becomes a part of your language。
就呢样嘢就成为你生命当中嗰个嘅语言。
And so you don't really think about how you say what you say。
你都可能唔需要谂你应该点样讲或者点样可以讲。
You just say it because it needs to be said。
你就会讲啦，因为需要去讲。
And so the reason why I say all of this is because
点解我同你讲呢啲嘢呢？
When you look again at the text that we just read,
当你翻去睇翻我哋今日所读嘅经文
，if you look at it from the way that theologians present it,
如果你睇嗰段经文从一个亚略巴古嘅角度去睇
，they want to argue that Paul is giving us a template for how we should do cross-cultural missions.
你就会可能觉得啊，保罗系咪喺度俾一个版本我哋去睇，就系点样可以向跨越文化去宣讲
？They say that when Paul uses verse 22 and 23，
当喺17:22-23保罗所选择用嘅语言
，and he talks about how he has seen。This altar that they made to the unknown God.
当保罗讲到他见到他们有一座的坛是给一个未知的神
That he is acknowledging their culture.
他是认同着当地的文化
And that when he uses the words in verse 28,
当在28节他用的语言
And he talks about Greek poetry.
他讲的是关于希腊的诗歌
That he is putting the gospel in their context by using their language.
保罗就是将这个福音套入去他们的文字当中和文化当中
So that they can understand him and come with him into the gospel.
以致到这些人就可以跟他一起进入这个福音
This is why I disagree with that argument.
这个是我不同意的论点。
I might change my mind about it tomorrow, just in case you hear another sermon on another day. But today, I disagree.
明天我可能就改变我的主意了。但是今天呢我是坚持这个的论点。我不同意这个论点。
As someone who grew up in a colonized country,
我喺一个colonized 嘅地方，殖民地啊，殖民嘅地方长大。
And as someone who grew up as a minority，
我喺一个少数民族当中长大。
When I read this text，
当我去读呢段经文嘅时候
，I read language differently。
我睇嗰个语言系唔同嘅。
And when I read this passage， what I see，
当我睇呢段经文嘅时候，我睇到
，is I see Paul looking at the Greek religion。
我见到保罗睇到呢个希腊嘅宗教
，and the Greek philosophy，
同埋佢哋嘅理论。
And tearing it down verse by verse.
每一节每一节嘅撕开呢啲嘅嘢。
If you are someone who values something,
如果你对有一啲嘢，你系一个人对有一啲嘢视为有价值嘅。
And someone comes to you and pulls it down verse by verse.
如果有人嚟到你面前，逐样逐样嘅撕开佢。
And you are very intellectual.
而你是一个很有知识的人
，very cultural，
很有文化的人
，very philosophical，
很有理论的人
，very religious，
很有宗教，很崇尚宗教的人。
It doesn't matter whether someone says it in your language or not。
唔理嗰个人系咪用你嘅语言去同你讲。
An insult is an insult。
呢个系一种侮辱。
And what Paul said to them was an insult。
保罗同佢哋所讲嘅嘢，对于佢哋嚟讲就系一种侮辱。
So the question then becomes, why did they listen to him？
所以个问题就嚟啦，点解佢哋听呢
？And I argue that the reason they listened is not because he used their poetry。
我会认为咧，佢哋肯听保罗唔系因为佢用佢哋嘅诗歌
，but because he used the rules。Of their culture，
而系因为保罗用佢哋文化当中嗰个嘅规范
，and because he used the rules of the resurrection life，
因为佢用呢个复活生命嘅规范。
So the rules of their culture，
佢哋文化嘅规范
，say that when you come to the debate，
当你嚟辩论嘅时候
，you have to make your argument using 4 steps。
你要去提出呢个辩论有四点要提出。
Introduction，
你要有前提。
Argument，
你有你嘅论点。
Support your argument，
你有去辅助你论点嘅嘢。
And call to action，
同埋有你要有行动嘅嘢。
That's what Paul did，
呢个就系保罗喺呢度做嘅嘢。
And so they accepted it，
所以佢哋接受佢。
In African American culture, we have something called rap.
喺非裔嘅美
It's a style of music.
我哋用嘅咧就系音乐。
And serious rappers participate in something called a rap battle, a rap fight.
Rap fight. 佢哋会 rap 嗰个 music 嗰个 fight。
So I'm a rapper, she's a rapper.
所以 Reverend Triple 是一个 rapper, Johnny 是一个 rapper.
Yeah. So in the rules of the rap battle,
在这个 rap 的争斗当中呢
right? I will insult Johnny.
Reverend Triple 就会侮辱 Johnny 的。
And then Johnny will insult me.
Johnny 呢就会侮辱 Reverend Triple。
Then I insult Johnny.
咁啊 ，Reverend Triple 又繼續侮辱。
Then Johnny will insult me。
Johnny 又侮辱佢。
And then you all vote who insulted best。
咁然之後咧，你哋就去選啦，邊個侮辱得對方好啲。
Then Johnny and I hug each other。
咁然之後，我哋就會互相擁抱。
And say, yeah, you did that。
Yeah， 你做咗啦， right? 你做到啦。
But when we're sitting there，
但係當坐喺下低嘅時候
，we don't insult。Because the battle is over.
你唔会可以侮辱，因为嗰个战争战已经结束啦。
as long as we're in the rap battle, we use the rules for the rap battle.
当我哋系参与喺嗰个 rap 嘅征战当中嘅时候，我哋就受到嗰个征战嘅规范啦。
And so when you're in the battle, the language you use doesn't matter.
所以当你喺征战当中嘅时候，你用嘅语言唔重要。
But outside the battle, the language matters.
但系离开呢个征战嘅时候咧，你嘅语言就系重要嘅。
In the resurrection life,
喺呢个复活生命里面。
Jesus tells you the language you use doesn't matter.
主耶稣告诉我们听 你所用的语言不重要。
Because the language you use will do what the language is supposed to do.
因为你所选用的语言呢就会实现了那个语言所说的事。
In Matthew 10:19 through 20,
在马太福音第九章
He says, don't worry what you will say when you are handed over for trial.
当你被人送去审判的时候你不要要去想你要讲什么。
For what you should say will be given to you by the Spirit of your Father.
因为圣灵会将你所要讲的话告诉你。
The resurrection life is led by the Spirit.
复活的生命是受到圣灵的引领。
And so what I am saying is, when you are in that space of I can't help it,
我想讲乜嘢咧？就系当你系喺嗰个我唔可以忍得住嘅环境当中
，and your life is driven by the language of the resurrection life，
而你嘅生命系受到呢个复活嘅生命所推动。
And everything you say and do is driven by this resurrection Jesus.
当你所讲同埋所做嘅嘢都系受到呢个复活嘅主嘅带动。
I say what I say because Jesus is risen.
我之所以讲我所讲嘅嘢，因为主耶稣推动咗我。
I do what I do because Jesus is risen.
我做我所要做嘅嘢，因为主耶稣。
I go where I go because Jesus is risen.
我去我要去的地方因为这个复活的主。
I live where I live because Jesus is risen.
我住在我要住在的地方因为这个复活的主。
I smile the way I smile because Jesus is risen.
因为主耶稣的复活我可以笑。
I work the way I work because Jesus is risen.
我怎样去工作全靠这个复活的主。
I serve the way I serve because Jesus is risen.
我侍奉因为这个复活的主。
But I keep on talking about language. I say what I say because Jesus is risen.
我继续去讲这个语言的问题就是我讲因为这个复活的主催使到我去讲。
God will give you the words to say.
神会将所要讲的说话给你。
Even if it sounds like an insult.
就算那些说话听起来好像侮辱一样。
As long as it's the words of the resurrection life.
只要那一些语言是这个复活的主的。
And it's the truth of the gospel.
而是合乎圣经的真理的。
That reveals the love of God.
祂去显揭示这个神的爱。
The word of God.
神的话语。
The truth of God.
神的真实。
The forgiveness of God.
神的饶恕。
The justice of God.
神的公义。
The mercy of God.
神的恩慈。
The goodness of God.
神的善良。
The faithfulness of God.
神的信实。
How God has transformed you?
神怎样去转化你?
Then say it.
咁你就去宣讲。
Don't worry about language barriers.
唔好去介意你有语言嘅障碍。
Don't worry that we don't speak the same language.
唔好去介意你同我讲唔同嘅语言。
Don't worry that English is not your first language.
唔好介意英文唔系你嘅第一语言母语。
Don't worry that Cantonese is not mine.
唔好介意，广东话唔系 Reverend Chapel 嘅母语。
The kindred life is about us living life together.
主女一家亲相亲相爱的生命是关乎于我们一起的去活出这个的生命。
It's about us finding ways to be in that space called I can't help it together.
让我们是一起的活在一个环境当中，就是我不可以忍得住了。
And to share each other's pain together.
而是我们互相的去分享我们的痛苦。
Remember I told you, Paul didn't let his pain and his circumstances stop him.
保罗没有因为他所受的痛苦或者他过去的环境去停止他。
He kept on going.
他继续前行。
So I don't know what ECC is struggling with.
我虽然不知道 ECC 究竟挣扎着是什么。Right.
Call us.Call us.
Oh, 你打俾我。
Yeah, we are the kindred family.
我哋就系主你一家亲嘅大家庭。
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Let us rise to sing doxology. 让我们一同起立，唱三一颂。
Going to pray because I did not pray earlier, and then do the benediction.
让我同大家一齐嘅祈祷，因为我之前未冇祈祷，同埋我跟住会祝福。
Father, we just thank you that you are our God.
神啊，我多谢你，你系我哋嘅神。
We thank you that you are God of one people.
我多谢你，你系一个民族嘅神。
That you are God who has created us and called us together.
你是那位创造我们的神，也都呼召我们。
That you've called us for your purpose and for your plan.
你呼召我们在你的计划当中。
We ask, Lord, that you would give us the boldness and the courage that we need to live the resurrection life.
神啊，求你让我们勇敢的可以活出这个复活的生命。
To live the kindred life.
一个主女一家相亲相爱的生命。
We pray a blessing over every congregation in kindred.
求你祝福主内一家亲每一个嘅堂。
And we thank you, Lord, for the 10 years that you have blessed us with.
多谢你喺过往十年当中对我哋嘅祝福。
Strengthen us, Lord, for many, many more years to come.
求你继续嘅坚强我哋，加力俾我哋。
Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling.
求你让我哋唔好跌倒。
Be all glory and power now and forever.
你的荣耀尊贵是永远的。
Amen.
Amen.